This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sound bites from yesterday's game. Bite Me. Sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Three favorites for $15.99 plus $2 off personal pitchers.
Yeah, I had a conversation with him. I'll just kind of keep it to us, but it was a good conversation. And we've been together all season. We've been through a lot. And it reflected that.
That's what John Harbaugh said to Tyler Loop after the miss. We saw a video of Loop walking in to the locker room from the tunnel, naturally bummed and down, and Harbaugh kind of brushed up against him in a very encouraging way with the body language, Ed. And you know, say what you want about John Harbaugh, but that's the reaction that I expect from John Harbaugh.
Me too. Because I do think people can have their opinions of him. They can want him gone. I just think he's a good person deep down. My time with him, you know, whatever I have, that is him. I mean, I don't think it's faked. I just think that's who he is. He's, you know, he's that guy. And I think it's really cool that he did that, because I can't imagine what Tyler Loop feels like today. I mean, for all the people who take this, and I think we do. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Ravens. You know, it was depressing. I was bummed. I couldn't go to sleep last night after the game. I was really, you know, so wired during that. It was so exciting at the end that I can't just turn it off. I was like, wow, can't believe that happened. How do you think he feels?
Yeah. Loop.
I mean, seriously.
He's the one that has to live with it.
Yeah, he's going to live with it. It's going to see it replayed constantly. It's being talked about nationally over and over. It's going to be talked about next season when they start, you know, when the season starts next year and they start, you know, picking who's going to be good this year and all. Well, the Ravens should have won the division except for this, and it's gonna be with him a long time.
I asked earlier, and I'll ask again: does he return? I mean, that's how. Well, sorry, how does he return? You know what I mean, does he come back ready, headstrong? I mean, again, this
you're
is
bringing him back, even if it's a competition, right? Or
yeah.
You just cutting?
Oh yeah, but how does he return? Yeah. You know, how does this play out? Lamar Jackson, 11-for-18, 238 passer rating, 121.5, three touchdown passes. This is what Harbaugh had to say about his quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was amazing. I mean, I thought the plays that were made were incredible. You know, the sad thing is some of them get overshadowed now a little bit. But Lamar made some phenomenal plays. And, you know, Isaiah Likely making that phenomenal catch. Other guys making great catches. I thought there was a lot of just amazing plays made in the fourth quarter there that should have led to the win.
I thought Lamar Jackson, Jeremy, you can look at the numbers, and the numbers aren't bad. You know what I mean? 238, three touchdown passes. The passer rating is very good.
Mm-hmm.
But that aside, mm-hmm. He was money in the second half,
yeah,
man. I mean, he was absolute money.
It's a weird thing to say, because like, I'm not sitting here trying to split hairs. I was just saying to Ed, like, Derrick Henry got 15 carries in the first half and 5 in the second. You know, like, I know Lamar was on, but is it better to control time of possession? Is it better to keep running the football?
I don't think that was play calling because Lamar only threw 18 passes. I think that was not getting on the field. I think that's what that was from. Mm-hmm. If you look at the difference in time of possession in the first half and the second half, they weren't on the field enough for us to argue whether or not – this is my opinion. Because at the end of the day, Lamar threw 18 passes.
Yeah.
If he threw 30 passes, then I think we can argue. But I don't think – I don't put that on Monk, and I put that on your defense. They weren't on the field enough to do it. And when they were on the field a lot in the second half, it was late and they were trailing.
You know, they had the ball almost 10 minutes more than the Ravens.
Yeah, most of that was second half.
To think about, to your point, though, too, it's like, all right, so we're looking at the second half where you're expecting all these things to happen. The fourth quarter was like quick possession, because – there were some people go, I had the under, and I'm like, oh, this is a shoe-in. And I was like, yeah, what is that?
50 points scored.
Crazy.
So I don't put that on. This is one of those ones I don't put on Monken. I put on your defense. Get off the field, man. They ran 73 plays. The Ravens ran under 50. That's ridiculous.
I don't know if you saw it, too, after the likely catch, and they were getting ready to kick the field goal. Mason Rudolph leaned over to Aaron Rodgers, you can read his lips, said he's going to miss it. He did. It stunk.
He said that?
Yeah. You can read his lips. He's going to miss it. Because Rodgers, after the catch, was like this. And I think it's just like, hey, don't worry, man. He's going to miss it.
And he did. And it happened. Son of a bitch.
Mike Tirico did a really good job setting that whole thing up, too.
Yeah, he missed one inside of 50 all year.
Yeah. I mean, it was a beautiful setup. It painted the picture. You're sitting there going, yeah. That's not good, right? When it goes that way?
You know what else is not good? Your defense being on the field and Kyle Hamilton is not with them. This is what Harbaugh had to say about his absence.
I don't know how to measure that, but it was definitely not a good thing. It didn't help us, you know, that Kyle wasn't out there.
Definitely a big thing. Jeopardy's at 7. Cincinnati. What did he say? He said like Rain Man. Definitely did not do that.
That was a big hit. He makes a huge impact on that team. Yeah. When he's not there, it's a different team.
I mean, look.
And they lost somebody. Who else went off the field? Almost the whole secondary. Gilman went off.
Well, they ran into each other.
Right. But no. Somebody else later. Wiggins. The whole secondary was out. Yeah. The whole secondary got the flu.
Did you hear that? Adam Thielen caught a 40-yard pass. Did you hear that?
The whole secondary was out.
Ravens will go 8-9 on the year. Not the ending that we expected. John Harbaugh talked about the upsetting season.
It's disappointing. I think our guys fought. We were that close to winning the North, and we didn't get a chance to get it done. So all that other stuff is history. Had a chance to do it. We didn't do it. We're disappointed, and we'll move on.
That's all you can do, honestly.
Oh, but the other thing that happened, Joe, did you watch the press conference? I know we have the sound and everything. They said there was a pause between questions, trying to figure out who was going to ask the next question, and Harbaugh just went, yeah, okay. Just left. Really? I can't even blame him. I don't feel like answering these questions right now. I answered all this stuff.
I fulfilled my duty.
Kidding aside, you know how hard that must be after a loss like that? Now you got to talk about it and answer question after question about what we all said. It's like, I just want to go lay down in a dark room.
The video of, I personally think, Lamar Jackson doesn't care for Jameson Hensley's questions. And Lamar looked at him and said, I don't have time to think about that right now, Jameson. We just lost the game. What do you want me to say? And I was like, oh man, I think he looked like he wanted to slap him. What kind of question is that?
Lots of questions surrounding Harbaugh's future. He talked about whether or not he wants another shot at it with these guys.
Yeah, I love these guys. I love these guys.
I forgot to give you that one, Jeremy.
I just love this team. All right, yeah. Hey, look, man, it's been a long time with John here. As I said, I'm moving on from the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I'm moving on from the head coach. I like Monken personally. I think there were some things this year I didn't like. But if you're bringing in a new coach, he's got to pick his staff if he wants Monken.
He has to.
But we don't know what's going to happen.
The biggest question, again, did anybody really want to see Snoop yesterday?
You guys with this Snoop nonsense.
Because that was everywhere in the city. Everybody was talking. I really think Holy Shit something.
Someone came in. I was at this Main Street Cigar, and a woman came in and said, this is when the Ravens were trailing. Am I the only one that would prefer to see Huntley right now?
Yes. That's you?
And everyone stopped and just looked at her. Like, are you looking at the score or the performance of the quarterback right now? Which
Either
one are you
way,
watching
it doesn't
right
matter.
I mean,
Huntley's not bringing you back. Like, you have to have the perfect setup where Derrick Henry's running the football, picking up over 4 yards every carry, and asking him only to throw a handful of times.
It was just, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? What are you people actually watching? And I don't understand. Sometimes I don't understand what people are actually seeing. You know what I mean? It may not be going the way you wanted it to go, but the issue is not what you're bringing up right now. It's something else. Your issues are preconceived. Your issues were there long before you see what's going on right now. It happens so often.
Or they've heard it from somebody
else. I experienced
that
on Friday.
I think just a lot of people have heard this, like a big game of telephone. And they don't know much about the game.
No.
And they'll just...
Wow. They think they do.
And they do it to sound like they think they do. Yeah.
John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson. Does one have to go? We'll talk about that at 7:30. But on the other side, our offensive and defensive players of the game up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Offensive and defensive players of the game. Brought to you by Raven Scratch-Offs from the Maryland Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback,
Jeremy Kahn, who are we going with offensive player of the game?
I mean, it has to be Lamar, right?
Has to be.
250-yard touchdown. Yeah. To take the lead twice in the fourth quarter. It's never been done except for quarterbacks that won those games.
Right.
It's just, look, he played his ass off, especially in the second half. You looked at things. You had the goofy tipped interception that somehow T.J. Watt pins to his body.
That was what a freak play.
Look, if you haven't watched a big game with the Ravens and seen a goofy play not go their way, then you haven't been watching enough Ravens games. Because it feels like this happens all the damn time. Even starting off the game with that penalty. When Zay, you're like, what? Where? What happened? So yeah. I think Lamar has to get it when you look at those numbers.
Ed Norris, who was our defensive player of the game?
I think it's Kyle Hamilton, because that was a completely different defense when he left the field, and I think it is him. He makes all the difference in the world. Pick a team. How would the Browns be without Miles Garrett? And I think Collinsworth said it last night. He's just simply the best safety in the NFL right now.
If you want the numbers, when Kyle Hamilton was on the field, 3.9 yards per play, a 37% success rate. I'm not going to get into EPA and explain all that. Steelers offense after Kyle Hamilton was injured, 6.9 yards per play, 60% success rate.
Yeah.
And it's absurd.
It's ridiculous. It's almost 100% increase.
It's absurd that a safety monster, or you can call him whatever you want, pick a position. Mm-hmm. I went on, I think, four different Steelers shows, podcasts this week, and every time they asked me, I said, look, Kyle Hamilton's one of the best defensive players in the league, period. He's their best tackler. He's their best pass rusher. He's their best cover guy, in my opinion. He just does everything. And losing him, you see how much it takes off the field. Remember what that defense looked like when they didn't have him near the line of scrimmage.
Right. And then that's why Gilman deserves a lot of credit, because picking him up allowed him to go back to what he does best.
Yeah.
Which is everything.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good. Right. Well, how are you?
I'm all right. Well, like I said the last time, deja vu all over again. It's always something quirky happening during these games. I mean, this was essentially a playoff game. But my thing is that even before Luke missed the field goal, when he kicked the ball out of bounds, he does that several times. That put him at the 40-yard line, man. And that's really what peed me off right off when he put the ball in out of bounds and let them go. You know, that put him at the 40. He does that several times this year, and I don't understand that, man.
I'm with you. It's been a source of frustration because it drives me crazy. I'm just annoyed that the NFL has given the offense so many advantages. This is just another one where it's such a huge penalty.
It is, but if you as a kicker, if you know it, don't do it.
That's what I'm saying. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
But think about it. They make it so you get the ball on the 40-yard line, and then they give you a football that goes 5 to 7 yards further than it used to.
Yeah.
Like, could you make it any easier for them? Like.
You know, I was glad to know, because when Tyler Loop kicked that ball out of bounds, that final drive of the Steelers, I yelled a lot of things at him. And I was glad to know that I wasn't the only one.
I talked to him during the game because I kind of was livid at him when he kicked the ball out of bounds. But I told him, I'm just hyped based on the emotions of the game right now. You know, I felt like it was going to come down to him, winning the game for us at the end, because just how the game was going, he's a rookie, it's all good, just leave it in the past, man.
You know, the other part of this, too, is like, so if you're kicking it off and it goes through the end zone, you get it at the 35. If it goes out of bounds, you get it. It's just 5 yards different.
But it's still ridiculous.
Yeah. You got it. How can you not kick the ball down the field towards the middle, whatever? Don't angle it towards the sideline unless you're trying to get something goofy to happen.
If you notice, kickers don't have that long running start like they used to, because they don't want to kick it out of the back end zone. Yeah. They want to put it in play. And that's, to the NFL's credit, that's what they were trying to create, more kick returns. And they have. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Great game, but sad ending for the Ravens. Did the Ravens' lack of a pass rush cost them this game? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day, too. I don't know if it cost them this game, but it's an impact. It's an impact, Ed.
Yeah.
You got to get to the quarterback.
It was frustrating to watch. It's like, and this is what – had they won the game last night, the whole postseason would look like this, where you're going to see the best quarterbacks in the NFL getting all the time in the world, and they're going to pick you apart.
Aaron Rodgers dropped back the pass 48 times. Mm-hmm. He ran once for 20 yards, but 48 times.
Yeah.
And he was sacked twice.
Yeah. That was ridiculous.
48 times.
Yeah. And again, he's just – the only thing he can't do anymore is run like he used to.
He was
dropped back 48 times. There were only three quarterback hits.
Yeah. No, it was sad. It was obvious. He was getting like 5 seconds to throw on that. It's just ridiculous.
Aaron Rodgers had a 20-yard scamper.
How? He did.
How, Sway? He had more rushing yards than Lamar.
Lamar didn't have a 20-yard run all season long. The one that he had last night got negated because of Tyler Linderbaum's holding penalty.
Let's go to Richard in Catonsville. What's up, Richard?
What's going on, boss? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good, good. Hey, I just had a quick question. Wanted to get you guys' opinion on something. I'm going to hang up and listen. I think we really, really need to kind of go back to the Ravens defense that everybody knows and that we're known for. And I think that there's a coach out there that could bring us to that point. And I wanted to know what you guys thought about Jesse Minter from the Chargers.
Number one, before you go, there is no defense the way it used to be. No one plays defense like that anymore. You're not allowed to play defense like that anymore. So you're not. Ravens fans need to let that go.
Yeah, what Houston and Seattle did this year is pretty impressive, but still.
But it's not like what it used to be.
It's not, because you can run on the teams. It's different.
It's a different league right now. In terms of the coach, again, I want an offensive coach.
Yeah, and going back to it, I don't know why somebody in the chat wrote Clint Kubiak's the offensive coordinator. That's exactly what I said. I said, but I would base a lot of their success on, excuse me, I get choked up talking about Clint, what they did on defense.
Yeah.
I think there are better options out there.
Yeah.
And we'll see what they do.
Yeah,
if they move on from Harbaugh at all.
Let's go to Cambridge and get Jim. What's up, Jim?
What's going on, Rob? You asked about either Harbaugh or Lamar having to go, and I'd argue neither one of them have to go. I think you bring back one person, Mike McDonald, and this whole season looked completely different.
Mike McDonald's not leaving. He's not leaving Seattle. You're saying if they didn't let him go?
Yeah, if he didn't let him go. I think the season would be so different. You wouldn't be asking about either one of these guys going because we'd be having at least four more wins.
You can't stop him from going. It's a
step up.
Yeah, it's a step up to be like you could have made him assistant head coach.
You can't prevent it.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, the ugly at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Jim tipped us off. We're gonna go with that. Harbaugh, Lamar, does one have to go? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Monday Morning Quarterback on 105.7 The Fan with the Big Bad Morning Show. Sponsored by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
You asked me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on.
Yeah, good answer. But at the same time, I don't mind Jameson Hensley asking that question. That's a question that everybody wants the answer to. You can say, I don't have the answer, but I don't mind Jameson Hensley asking.
I don't have a problem with the question. I don't have a problem with his answer either. You asked him it, and he's like, I'm not focused on that right now. I'm honestly not thinking about it. Yeah. I think you got an honest answer for
it. But, Joe, could you set this up for me again? Because I'm going to ask the question that Jameson Hensley asked. Now, Ed, listen to the answer to this question. Lamar, do you want John Harbaugh to return next year?
You asked me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on.
Changes everything now, doesn't it? Now that you know the question.
You know what this is? I'm glad you did that. This is like when you see a video of a cop punching somebody in the face. Like, oh, my God! And then like, wait a minute, let's back it up 5 seconds. And the other guy swung first and missed, and they got popped. Yeah, that does change a lot.
Change a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bob and Weave.
Yeah.
Bob and Weave. Lamar, Bob and Weave, baby.
What if he had done the... oh, God, who else was asked about it?
Hold on real quick.
Ronnie Stanley.
Well, Joe, am I right? That was the question, am I right? That was the Hensley question? That was the answer to that particular question? Yeah, that was. Good.
That's correct.
But Ronnie Stanley was asked about this, and he said, look, that's above my pay grade. If Lamar would have given you that answer, would you have had an issue with it?
I don't have an issue with what he said, but I think that's akin to that. Above my pay grade.
I would have a problem with that, too.
That's akin to that.
It's the same thing.
Because that's an endorsement.
That's avoiding the question.
Exactly. It's Bob Weave.
It doesn't matter. You have an opinion. You have an opinion, and you know what it is, but you're not saying it, which speaks loudly.
See, that's you answer above my pay grade when someone says to you, would you fire John Harbaugh? Wow, that's above my pay grade. What are you asking me that for? That's the appropriate response to that question. But, hey, do you want John Harbaugh back? That's above my pay grade. That's not an endorsement.
No.
You're either endorsing or you're not endorsing. It's one of the two. You don't get around that.
Man, it's look, because he can't say yes and then obviously, yeah, of course I want him back. And then if he doesn't and they make the change in the offseason, then it just looks foolish. And you're going, hey, why'd you say you wanted him back? And then now there's been talk about this. I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer to this, but when you play the question, it does feel like just a sidestep.
But Ronnie Stanley did have more. He said more than it's above my pay grade, though. He did kind of give a little endorsement before he said that.
Did he finish out? Again, that's the clip I got.
He finished out with, that's above my pay grade. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Jack on the Eastern Shore, what's up, Jack?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Doing well, how are you?
Good. I think with John Harbaugh, both sides would do better, the team and him, if they just split up. But I think they need to start giving Tez the number two routes of Rashad's and try to re-sign D-Hop. But I got a really bad feeling that deciding not to pay Isaiah Likely, I think the Chiefs with Travis Kelce retiring are going to give him what he wants.
Oh,
and he's
going
to haunt the Ravens for years to come.
Good call.
I don't see this working out.
Good.
Really
hey, Jack, good call, man. That would be
That would suck.
Yeah. Let's go to Kenny and Owings Mills. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing
Happy
well.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Glad you're back, Ed.
Thank you.
Hey, look, man, Harbaugh's got to go, and you can't keep Lamar Harbaugh. And I'm glad you did what you did with that response from Lamar. Definitely not a ringing endorsement. But look, you guys had one of the reporters on last week who said that if this scenario happened, that all kinds of stuff was going to come out of the castle, mm-hmm. that about things happening.
It was Rick Ritter.
Rick Ritter, yes. What's all the stuff that's going to be coming out?
Rick Ritter said it.
He said a whole bunch of crazy stuff that's going to be coming out about one way or the other about what's going on in the castle.
He told Rob, but Rob won't tell us.
Rob.
Rob, go ahead and tell the man.
Let it out.
What are you? What movie is that? Let it go.
Frozen.
And actually, Frozen, that's what it is. We're both wrong, Jeremy. It was not Ronnie Stanley.
Who was it?
It was Derrick Henry.
Okay. You know, I love Coach Harbaugh, love this team, love this organization. As far as those decisions, that's out of my pay grade. I don't make those decisions. But, I love everybody in this organization and, you know, tried our best this year. Just didn't do enough.
I thought Stanley did too, because Stanley made the cases like, look, I'm here to lead the offensive line in this offense. That's what I'm here to do. I don't make those decisions.
You don't know.
That's what he said.
You don't know.
I don't.
Mark in Baltimore. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning. I think Harbaugh's got to go. His voice, his message has grown stale. I know they came off a bad loss last night, but if the players truly wanted him back, they would have gave him more of a, endorsement. My concern is Lamar's contract. We all saw the way the negotiation went last time around, how it kind of drug out, and there was a lot of back and forth, trade requests and all that. It's going to be difficult with a head coaching change, as well as having that hanging over your head all off season, with almost $75 million cap hit. It's basically impossible for him to play under that deal next year. So my fear is both of them end up going, just because of the contract. So,
I don't think the contract is an issue, number one. National media reported, though, that Lamar and the Ravens were working on an extension. But you can't part ways with Lamar and owe him money next year. You're either going to pay him what you owe him next year, or you're going to extend the contract and pay him, have less on the cap. But you can't just part ways with him. That's what people are misunderstanding.
Are you concerned at all about him not being here next year? Because I'm not.
No, not even a little bit.
I'm not either. I mean, you look at the situation. He holds all the cards, and you can't tell me he wants, if he doesn't want to be here, I think he's going to be very vocal about it, at least behind the scenes to them, to say, hey, this is what needs to happen, or I'm walking at the end of the year. Because if he comes back with a 70-some million dollar cap hit, he knows that's going to affect them from getting better as well.
The national media people have reported that they are working on a contract. You said Ronnie Stanley had something to say. This is what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I just let those guys handle those things. My job is to
to lead my O-line, lead my offense, lead the guys that are in the locker room. You know, that's what I try to keep my focus on, and, you know, try to keep it simple. So, you know, I love Harbs, and, you know, everything he's done for the team, and, you know, whatever they handle, that's their business.
Mm. So, wrong quote, but for the most part,
that's what he said.
Not a ringing endorsement either.
No, I mean, he didn't say it's above my pay grade.
Right, that's what like, I mean.
It's the same thing.
Right.
This is what I do. I don't do that. You know, that's for them to decide.
Jeremy, have you heard an endorsement yet?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Ed, have you heard an endorsement yet?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
The Chiefs lost 11 games this year. 11 games. Pacheco, do you want your coach back next year? Do you think he gets that answer?
No.
Do you want Andy Reid back next year? That's not the answer Pacheco's given.
Well, this is my point with this, because it's not the easiest thing in the world to do is say, of course I want him back.
It's even if you don't mean it.
Yes. Because it's not going to be your decision, so it doesn't matter. The general manager is going to make the decision. And if look at it this way. If he comes back, it's like it's the analogy of, like, you know, when people say you should believe in God because there's no downside. If you believe in God and there is God, then you can say it. If you believe in God and there's no God, you're dead anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like this is the same thing with the coach. If you say, oh, I hate the guy, and he comes back, you're screwed. But if you say, I like the guy, and he comes back, all right, you supported me. If you say, I like the guy, and he's fired, you got a new coach anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It is
but
very
if you can't
easy.
Say it,
yeah.
That's hard for you then.
Yeah.
Even if you said, oh, man, I love Harbaugh, but I don't make those
that's
decisions.
That's the answer I would have given.
Boom.
That's,
we're done.
I didn't. Know? I had to make this biblical. Let's go to Cockeysville, get Buffalo
Zoe. I want to keep it the Ravens theme. You know?
What, man?
Gentlemen, happy New Year. Now, I'm going to start off with, I would usually call my cousin DJ Voice. Shout out to that guy. But I ain't even going to do that, man. I got bigger concerns. And
your
I
bigger concerns is getting a new phone because your phone is going
man,
in and out.
I'm a little afraid of Jacksonville, bro.
You should be.
A running Trevor Lawrence, man. Jeremy, hey, y'all got it right, man. They need to be over the playoffs in the AFC right now, man.
Sunshine ain't about to play.
Buffalo, I don't know how much you watch classic movies, but Humphrey Bogart had a line in a movie that applies right now. You annoy me.
Hey, Rob. Go Bills, man. That's all I
got to
say. Go Bills.
He went biblical and you're going Humphrey Bogart?
You annoy me. 410-583-1057 is the number. We give out game balls at 8:15. But on the other side, more reaction from you. This was a tough one. Ravens lose 26-24 on a missed field goal at the end of the game. Went wide right. What next for the Baltimore Ravens? Up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Okay, Ravens fans, time for your takeaways on Monday Morning Quarterback. Call or text 410-583-1057.
Question of the day, do you have coworkers that you hate? Because I got one in particular.
I wish we could talk about what we're talking about here, and we never can.
I got one in particular. His name rhymes with Jeremy Kahn. I said this during a break. I did say this during a break that we can repeat. This team every year finds ways to be eliminated. And I said it before and I'll say it again. That's cultural. When you find ways to lose and it's always a different way, those are cultural problems. And that starts at the top. Not running the ball or not running the ball and fumbling at the goal line. A missed two-point conversion. Missed field goal. By the way, someone said on Twitter that if they did get closer, he missed that from the beginning. And I agree with that. However, wouldn't you agree that's mental? Yeah. And maybe yes, a 38, 39-yarder feels different mentally than a 44-yarder.
That was my argument. Of course, I saw the ball go right off his foot. But that's not the point. The point is he couldn't make that. If you had him go out there today, he'd make 10 of those.
Yes.
There's no pressure.
I feel
the pressure was on him.
Yeah.
I mean, you put him in this position where obviously it's a makeable field goal for an NFL kicker, but the circumstances, everything mattered. The whole season was on the line.
Yeah.
That kick was for the division, the last play of the NFL season. There's so many storylines to that.
Yeah, he's wrapping up the regular season.
Put him on a 34-yard line. Big difference. Uh-huh. Big difference.
Let's go to Cody in Cockeysville. What's up, Cody?
Gentlemen, how we doing? Happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Appreciate you guys in the show, as always.
Thank you.
So, I don't really want to talk about Harbaugh and the coaching too much anymore because I think we've all, I know how I feel about it, and I said it about 2 years ago, and Rob, you touched it. It's a cultural thing on, like, just always finding a way to lose, and I want an offensive coach, too, for my next coach,
yeah.
But I want to talk a little bit more about like roster construction. Whereas I know we have a really talented roster, but I don't remember an Ozzie Newsome team having a terrible defensive line and offensive line. I just think we got away from. I don't like how the roster's constructed. The lack of a pass rush is not just glaring. It was just like if you heard Chris Collinsworth, it's like if the Ravens lose, it's like we're gonna it's gonna be on pass rush, but. Hey, we've seen that.
Cody, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How does Owe go from zero sacks to the same amount of time? What does he have, eight with the Chargers?
You got another one yesterday.
How does that – so it should be nine.
Yeah.
How does that happen, Cody?
Well, that's coaching.
Exactly.
That's so
I don't coaching. I don't know if that's roster construction is my point. Because if he plays like that, or that pace here in Baltimore, he would have 13 or 14 sacks at that pace. If he's doing the same thing here, I don't think it's roster construction.
It's what I've been saying for a while. I think it's they don't know how to use guys, man. You got all of this talent. You can't find a way to use. You have Likely, Andrews, Zay. You got the receiver nobody likes.
Bateman.
Bateman as your number 4 or 5 guy. You got all this. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you got a Hall of Fame running back. And guys disappear. That doesn't happen when you know how to use talent.
Yeah, and there's more talent, too, because I don't, again, I'm going to talk about him because I was impressed. You got Pat Ricard blocking for your Hall of Fame running back. Did you see him put TJ on his back?
Yeah.
I mean, he handled him last night. It was. He broke a lot of runs for Henry last night.
What are you supposed to do when it's not Derrick Henry's turn, though? It's the other guy's turn, and he's coming in the game.
Exhibit that part right there.
And the running backs. How many plays does he have to
get? Does his mother complain if he doesn't get in?
No, it's like Pop Warner. You gotta have his.
Yeah, his mom complains.
Somebody, it started in the first quarter last night when Ali was in there on a big down. Somebody's like, "What the hell, man? They done took him."
Exactly.
I said, he's gonna come off the field.
No,
a couple
not that
of times.
Time. At that point,
I'm not arguing.
And Derrick Henry was upset about that after the game, and I heard he was okay once they gave him orange slices. And let's go to Delaware and get Tim. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Maybe I'm wrong here based on this previous caller because he was right on point where I was going. But I wasn't so much on the line of firing Harbaugh as it was the defensive coordinator because, you know, you're giving up the points that we give up consistently and particularly in critical situations because we can't get a pass rush, and Rob, you hit it on the head. Maybe it's not the fact that, you know, we've got these players that we're drafting and we're not getting the potential out of them.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, you know, for years we can't get a pass rush. We can't get a pass rush with our down linemen, our offensive linemen can't block, but yet. You know, is it a DaCosta issue because he seems to do well in other phases of the draft, or is it because we're not getting good coaching?
Hey, let me give you an example. When Matthew Judon was here, he was cool. He was a pretty good pass rusher. He would put up 4 sacks, 8 sacks, 9.5 sacks, 6 sacks. Then all of a sudden he goes to New England, 12.5, 15.5. All of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. It's the scheme.
It's digits.
I think a lot of it's the scheme that they run.
Yeah, because they got to drop back in pass pass coverage instead of getting to the guy who's passing the football.
But the difference with this, though, too, is when you had Mike McDonald, you had those same players, and you won the Triple Crown on that side of the ball. You won the Triple Crown on defense when he was here.
Yep. Let's go to Ellicott City and get EJ.
Rob, I'm right with you, man. I mean, I can't stand losing to Pittsburgh anymore, dude. I'm so tired of it. And I just feel like, I mean, look at the last 20 times we've played them, and everyone is down to like 7 points or less. And throughout those 2 games last year where we played great, we lose every time to them by less than a touchdown. He doesn't know how to win. I've been saying that for years. We lose in the most excruciating ways year after year, game after game. He got lucky 1 year when we got on a heater, and you throw that, and it was a Super Bowl. But after that, we lose in the worst ways.
Let me say this, EJ. Can I say this real quick? Because I'm with you on this. But what if I throw in this that the Ravens are one of the top 5 winningest teams of the last half decade?
Because we're good at beating the bad teams.
Okay.
And there's a lot of bad teams in the NFL.
All right. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's get one more. Let's go to Rosaryville and get Debo. What's up, Debo?
Hey, guys. I don't know how anyone can watch the Ravens for the past couple years and not say it's Harbaugh. And I compare it to the Tampa Bay Bucks, where they let go of Tony Dungy and brought in another coach and won the Super Bowl. I think the Ravens are moving. Yeah. And then beyond that, I'm going to look at the general manager. Beyond the roster construction, who gave Harbaugh an extension?
He did.
I mean, their fans won.
The general manager does not give the head coach an extension. That's from the owner. That's the owner.
Okay. Yeah. Well, beyond that, the roster construction, Harbaugh needs to go, and that's the end of the story. Thanks.
Debo, thanks a lot for the call. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, you got me on that, but my point is...
I appreciate your facts. Here comes the opinion. Boom. And I agree with his opinion.
I do, too.
Cosign.
Game balls at 8:15, but on the other side. Ed Norris, you're good. I'm bad. Jeremy Kahn.
I'm talking about the Jets. I'm ugly.
I'm Monday Morning Quarterback on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.